Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Instagram Now. Here it is, almost the end of the year. And I wanted to hop on and answer this very important question that I believe is critical. I think you should start a new account in 2020. There's so much that has changed in Instagram algorithm. There's a lot of new stuff that have been done by mistake, either by you or by the people who run your social media, or just by you not knowing what you should be doing. So here are three reasons on why you should start a new account. Number one, when you start a new account, you train the algorithm for that account. What I mean with that is the algorithm of Instagram will always try to categorize you, to try to find what you like and show you more of that. Try to categorize the content you put out as a specific kind of content that somebody would like to see. So it's really hard to train the algorithm after a long amount of time and a long time of trying to figure out what your account is about and who is your audience and what kind of content you should put out there. So if you start a new account, you will have the freedom to actually target a specific kind of audience. And before you start a new account, you have to have that very, very clear. You have to know who is your audience, number one. And if you want to figure out what kind of audience or how the way you you find your audience and the whole thing, I have another podcast for that. But first, before you start a new account, you should have your targeted audience. And it has to be so clear that you know what kind of content you create and what kind of content you will like, because you need to be known as a new account. When you create a new account, your goal is that people notice your account. So if you know who is your audience, if it's a specific age group interested in a specific thing, living in a specific location, then you can go and like these accounts, and therefore the algorithm will understand that these are the accounts that you're interested in and will show you more of these accounts. So the way you target your audience will become a lot easier, because as soon as you go to explore, it's pretty much the algorithm doing the work for you, showing you your audience. So if you're very careful on what kind of things you like and what kind of content that people put out that you like in a specific location and a specific category, then the algorithm will work for you to show you more of your audience when you go to explore. Second, when you like the audience or your audience content, they become aware of your brand. Therefore, they come and see what kind of content you put on your account. And that brings us to a very important point. Before you do any of this work, you have to have clear value added in your account. Whatever your account is, what's the problem you're solving, what's the education you're going, or what's the entertainment that you're sharing with people. If one of these things is very clear to you, if you educate or entertain or solve a specific problem by a service or a product, then that has to be clear as soon as they land on your account. And there is another podcast that I created about that. So that's number one. You have to train the algorithm to actually be at your side and help you find more of your audience and categorize your account for your audience to find easily. That's number one. Number two, you have to engage with the right audience. And when I say engage with the right audience, who your product is gonna solve a problem for? Who is the person who's gonna find your content so valuable that they will follow you instantly? It's not about just going blindly and liking everybody's stuff or following and following and the whole thing. That will not give you engaged followers. And the algorithm is becoming super smart in noticing those who do that kind of behavior, because now a lot of accounts are getting blocked. A lot of fake accounts are getting deleted by Instagram. So the idea of creating a new account will allow you to have like a laser focused, clear strategy. And if you have a clear strategy, that everything will work for you, including the algorithm. The algorithm will actually help you accelerate your growth. So number three is add value to those followers you want to notice you. And that is very, very important. You add value by solving a problem, making a great offer. Is it humor? Is there entertainment? Is it education? That has to be super clear. And when I say creating a new account is important in 2020, because people are becoming very, very picky in terms of who do they follow and who they don't follow. And in 2020, you'd rather have 5,000 followers who are interested in your content than to have 500,000 people and your engagement is 1%. So it's very important that, and why I'm saying you should start a new account, because you will, now we have enough information and we have enough education and content out there to actually be able to train the algorithm to work for us, to grow our account and to reach bigger audience and to be categorized in the right category. But we have to be very, very careful. One, train the algorithm by liking the stuff that your audience create, and use the right hashtags when you post. Don't just randomly use every hashtag, every popular hashtag. No, use the proper hashtags that are related to the problem you're solving, the value you're adding, no matter what it is. Number two, engage with the right audience, because engaging with the right audience will educate the algorithm to work for you and bring people who like the same kind of content that you create, because you have very, very specific kind of audience. And as soon as you go to explore, people will find the content as part of that, because you have a very specific group of people that you follow and they follow you back and engage with your stuff. So the algorithm knows exactly who's your targeted audience. Number three, add value as much as you can, solve problem as clear as possible, and make your account so clear regarding what is it about in your bio, in your story highlights, and in your IGTVs. That's it for 2020. Create a new account and have a clear strategy, clear persona for your audience, and just add value, and your account will go viral. A lot of people tell you, oh no, it's gonna be hard to create a new account. I'm one of those people. People ask me, should I create a new account or work on mine? And I always say, work on yours if you didn't figure it out, right? So work on your account. If you don't know exactly what you wanna create, what's the problem you wanna solve, what's the product that you wanna sell, if you don't have clarity regarding that, work on your account, see who's engaged with your content, see what kind of stuff that you put that people like, and reverse engineer your account to have enough information about what the new account has to be about. That's it. Happy New Year, and enjoy the last few days of the year and create. Don't wait for the new year. You can create your account now and work on the content that you create for people. Let's go.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.